KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A schoolboy has died in a freak accident in Pietermaritzburg. Roland Robertson of Midlands EMS says a wall collapsed on two children near a school on Springvale Road this afternoon.
On arrival, it was found that one 12-year-old sustained fatal injuries and was declared deceased on scene by paramedics. Another 12-year-old sustained critical injuries and required urgent advanced life support treatment before being transported to a nearby hospital for further care. Authorities are currently in attendance on the scene.
The Defence Ministry says the remains of the 14 SANDF soldiers killed in the DRC will be repatriated tomorrow. Minister Angie Motshekga and SANDF Chief General Rudzani Maphanya have been appearing before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Defence this afternoon on the crisis in the east of that country. The South African troops were killed in recent clashes with M23 rebels. They were there as part of a SADC and UN peacekeeping mission. Maphanya has assured MPs bringing the fallen soldiers home is their top priority.
I've learned quite a number of things with regard to the questions that had been asked. The first one, which had been persistently being asked, is when are we going to get the remains of our members back? In one sentence, tomorrow. This organization is in mourning. And at the same time, we're doing everything that we are supposed to do. And we will do everything to support the families.
A 61-year-old Northern KZN man is serving a life sentence for sexually assaulting his niece over 5 years. The Madadeni Regional Court heard how the survivor was initially sent to live with her uncle in Osiweni after she was violated by her brother in Madadeni in 1995. While living with her uncle, the accused also began abusing the teenager. The young woman only broke her silence after finishing her matric and moving to another province in 2002. NPA KZN spokesperson Natasha Kara says the testimony of the survivor and the wife of the accused helped secure a watertight case.
The Madadeni Regional Court sentenced a 61-year-old man to a term of life imprisonment for the rape of his niece between 1996 and 2001. In addition to the life sentence, he was declared unfit to possess a firearm. The court also ordered that his details are entered into the National Child Protection Register.
Meanwhile, the two men who raped Alison Buerta have had their parole revoked. Frans du Toit and Tiens Kruger brutally attacked Buerta in what was then Port Elizabeth in 1995 and left her for dead. The pair was released on parole in 2023. Buerta had survived the ordeal and identified her attackers, leading to their life sentences. But Minister of Correctional Services Peter Groenewald has now cancelled their parole, citing the department's commitment to justice and victims' rights. And former U.S. President Joe Biden signed a deal with a Los Angeles talent agency, which is home to stars including Brad Pitt and Ariana Grande. He was previously represented by Creative Artists Agency when he published his memoir before taking office in 2020. The co-chair of the agency says it's profoundly honored to partner with him again. Durban 33 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 36.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Chiefs will be eager to bounce back tonight when they face AmaZulu in the Betway Premiership. Rory McIlroy hoping to get back to the top of the world rankings in 2025. And the Pole Royals have won the toss and will bowl first in the Betway SA20 qualifier against My Cape Town.